July 2004, major catastrophe in the United States.
Yeah.
I've had some psychics on the program, Art has, Art Bell has, mm-hmm. who are talking about that same date, and they've okay. pinpointed Washington, D.C.
Okay.
We'll just have to write that down and see what happens.
That could well be Washington. You know, that would tie in with the 4th of July.
Sure. Now, do you see anything else in 2004 before we move on to 2005?
No. Huh.
Nothing. All right. What about 2005?
Well, I see 2005 to from then on as being a chaotic type of situation in which we'll have more bad weather. You probably noticed, I'm sure you have, that every time you hear about the weather, it's the worst in 100 years.
Constant.
What in this area in 100 years?
We're beating records all the time.
Yeah, and this is what's going to happen from now until 2008. Things are going to get worse that way. And it's going to be weather, it's going to be
earthquakes.
Terrorism, earthquakes, fires, and all these kinds of things are going to start building up to a crescendo.
You also write that for, let's say, Los Angeles specifically, mm-hmm. 2006 is not going to be a very good year here.
No.
Earthquakes?
Earthquakes. I see Los Angeles getting very badly shaken in 2006. After 2006, I wouldn't even want to live over there anymore. When you start getting towards 2010.
Well, I moved here. I'm not moving.
you'll be where you're supposed to be.
And if I'm in the Bible code, that means I'm still around. So there may be a paradox here.
See, there's a transition that will occur, a transition period that will be occurring, and everybody will make up their mind as this thing goes on, you know. As to what they want to do.
One of the fascinating things that you write about, and of course there's a lot of things, but I'm interested in the asteroids that apparently hit Russia, and again, maybe Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's not, I don't think it will hit Los Angeles, but I think it will hit before Los Angeles. You know, around the border of Nevada and California, and you know, up in that area. What got me started on this was reading Revelation about the Red Dragon. And this Red Dragon is thrown down from the sky. And
seven heads, 10 horns.
Got 7 heads, 7 crowns, and 10 horns. Now, the searches I did show that, you know, I searched on Mars because this is red, you know. If it's a red dragon in the sky, there must be a reason why they said it was red. And so I searched on Mars, and I came up with Phobos, the moon of Mars,
mm-hmm.
which I've been told, you know, I don't hear it anywhere else, but some people have told me that they believe that this moon is missing now, you know, Phobos.
No, it's not.
It's not, okay.
At least I'm told it's not.
Okay. In any case, this, I believe, from the searches I'm getting, is that this moon of Mars will get hit by something, another asteroid, and be knocked out of orbit. And I think it'll be broken into 7 pieces. And those 7 pieces are going to be heading towards Earth. Now, I think one of those pieces are going to be headed towards the United States, and I think we're going to fire a missile at it and break it up into 4 pieces, and we're going to wind up with 10 pieces, which is the 10 horns, the original 7. Well, one of the 7 we broke up now into 4, so that makes 6 and 4 or 10. Now, doesn't necessarily mean that all these are going to hit at one time. You know, there could be near misses and come back again at another orbit, but it looks to me like the U.S. will wind up getting hit first with 3 of these pieces that we broke up.
Big pieces?
Smaller pieces.
Okay.
Smaller than the others, which may mean that, you know, that our karma is not quite so bad.
Of course, a football field size asteroid could wipe out a city.
Yeah, catastrophic.
Russia, though, really gets blasted by this.
Yeah, Russia and China both. And I got a feeling that, and what I did was, I went around to large land masses, you know, and I kept putting them in the code. And when they didn't come up, I rejected them. And until finally, I got some very tight searches on Russia, very tight searches on China, and very tight searches on the United States, and a very tight search on the Middle East. And so that one of those pieces, three of those pieces hit the United States, according to the searches I did, around the California-Nevada corner there. And it seems like all these asteroid pieces are hitting areas in which we've been doing things like nuclear research and blowing up bombs and stuff like that. You know, it seems like these are the areas that are in danger. Anyhow, three to Russia, three to... The last one is the Middle East, and I think that that is there to stop a war that will be going on at that time.
I have a guest, Gordon Michael Scallion, who has a map, and this map depicts the planet tremendously different than what it is now. You know, half of the landmass that we have today is submerged. Do you see that? Do you see losing landmass?
I think that the West Coast is in a, of the United States is in a very precarious situation because there's a big shelf. You know, it juts out over the water, and there's an area of water that goes under the West Coast, and then you've got the San Andreas Fault, and it's a very and the Great Basin is low. I think that what's going to happen is when these asteroids hit. That's why I'm saying after 2006. It would be a great earthquake, I believe, in Los Angeles. But
and you predict the asteroid, though, in Russia, 2011.
I think in the U.S. it will be 2010. And these are the dates that came closest. But
Can those be off by a year or two?
Sure. In fact, in my book, I saw the tribulation starting in 2005. And but then I did more searches, and as I saw terrorism increasing, and then I thought, well, an ideal time might be the 4th of July. And then I also went back and counted back days that are in Daniel. And it looks very close to July 4th is not too far from the September day, I forget which day that is, that's the Jewish New Year in 2005,
if
only 2 months away.
If July comes from next year, because you know you're opening it up to the even though you've said July 4th, you're talking July specifically.
Yeah, July.
If that month comes and goes and nothing happens, what will this tell you?
It'll tell me that that my search wasn't close enough. You know that that I made an error in the search that I did.
Do you think that you might be more accurate with the month or the year? If it doesn't happen July of 2004, do you still think something could happen in a July, or something could happen sometime that year?
It's hard to say. I would say that then I would bend more towards the 2005, early 2005 time frame, which would be September, October, November of 2004, maybe January of 2005. You know, because you've got to keep looking at the Jewish calendar.
Population of the planet right now, Joseph, 6 billion people. Did you run any code with regards to population?
Well, what will happen after all this is over? It depends on us. You know how we change, and it doesn't look too good. Like you know, we don't learn very fast.
How many do we lose?
I think we lose 4 billion.
4 billion people.
Yeah.
Over the next 8-9 years?
I think it will happen in the last, in 2010, 2011.